Last I checked, the Mega Millions lottery was up over $1.6 billion. $1.6 billion. What would you do if you won? What would you do with that newfound sense of wealth, perhaps a sense of freedom and security, and the power that comes with having $1 billion in this world? Honestly, what would you do? I bring this up because we have an example in our readings today of our God who decides to come into the world as a man. And of all the options in front of him, of all the ways God could have chosen to exercise his divinity, his power, his riches, his wealth, his strength, of all the ways out there, he chooses this path of what we hear in the first reading as the suffering servant, as one who makes himself small, takes on the burdens of others, and redeems the world in this way. We hear Jesus teach us, as he teaches his followers at the time, explicitly of what it means to be great in this world, that is, to make ourselves a servant of all. He recognizes this ambition on the part of his followers, this desire for a fullness of life, this desire for meaning, this desire for greatness. And we notice that he doesn't snuff it out in his followers, but rather he tries to redirect it. He tries to educate us of what to do with that desire for life. And he tells us explicitly, you know, those in a worldly sense who have power, well, they lord it over others. But with you, it shall not be so. Whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first will become the slave of all. What a strange, unique way that God has chosen to be powerful in this world, by identifying with the poor and the weak, by serving. There are bright spots in our world and in our church where we see this very evidently, where we see that we Christians in the world really are trying to take this message of Jesus seriously. I had the chance to experience one of those bright spots the last couple of days when on Friday and Saturday I took a road trip to Richmond, Virginia with some of our students who've been involved in campus ministry activities. We went to a training put on by Catholic Relief Services, this agency of the Catholic community in the U.S. that works for the global common good, this aid and relief service to worldwide needs. And they're trying to partner with universities around the U.S. and to raise up student leaders, to form student ambassadors, people who can then come back to the local communities and help the rest of us to be in touch with those global issues and to give us ways of living in solidarity and serving those who are the smallest among us, who are the poorest. There was a group of about 10 different universities represented, all of which were from Virginia, except for us who came over from West Virginia. And I have to say, I'm very proud of our students. We had a good representation there. And how inspiring it was to see this group of young Christians really trying to use their youth, use their energy, to start building their lives on this principle of the gospel, that to be great in this world is to find ways of serving others, to find ways of humbling ourselves and emulating our Lord. There are bright spots, lots of them that we can participate in unique ways depending on our own situations, when we take this gospel message seriously. Now, as we were driving back late last night from Richmond, through the rain and the wind and the windy roads of West Virginia, I learned a lot by road tripping with a few university students. First, by giving up control of the radio for a while, you learn a lot. But even more profoundly, at a certain point, we turned off the radio and we read the gospel for this weekend. And I asked them what they thought about it. I said, I need some help preparing the gospel for tomorrow. What are some themes? What jumps out at you? And these students engaged right away and found this deep theme and marveled at the fact with which I opened this homily, that God chooses to make himself small rather than powerful in a worldly sense. And what an invitation, what a challenge that is for us to try to emulate it with our lives. And that's when the insight of the Mega Millions jackpot came out in this conversation with students. They brought it up and said, you know, whenever we think about winning that or you hear people talking about it, they always say or we always think, well, if I won $1.6 billion, I would give so many millions away to charity right away. I'm a charitable person. But then they said, what makes me believe I would do that if I don't already give up a little bit of the little bit that I already have? If I can't even part with a small percentage of what I already have in my humble means, why do I think I would automatically become so generous when I win $1 billion? If I find myself with 100 extra bucks, one of them said, I usually just go buy some clothes rather than think about how I can help the poor and those who are in need. Challenging insights coming from our young people who really want to take this gospel seriously. They make us question, do we really buy in to what we proclaim on Sundays? Do we really buy in to what Jesus tells us clearly? Among you it shall not be so. You won't be worldly like the worldly leaders. But rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant, the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life. Have we bought into this? Has it translated into our lives? I think we have bought into it. I think each of us here believes in Jesus and the truth of his gospel. You bought into it. But if you're like me, if you're like the rest of us, well, we need help to entrust ourselves to this truth even more. We need constant support of a community, of the gospel reminding us of what's really true, of receiving our Lord in the sacraments. We believe in the one that God has sent. We believe in this truth that we hear. And we help each other. We remind ourselves of this central gospel truth today, that we're not interested in worldly glory, but rather of following the model of Jesus. We don't have to wait until we win the Mega Millions jackpot to start to let this bear fruit in our lives.